there! Before we dive into today's episode, we have a quick favor to ask.
That's right! We love bringing you amazing content each week, and to keep doing that, we need your support.
If you enjoy our podcast and want to help us continue making weekly episodes, please consider making a donation. Every little bit helps us cover production costs and keeps the show running.
And if you want something extra special, we've got our Season 1 transcript available for purchase. It's perfect for reviewing all the lessons, the words, the dialogues, and you have the English translation too.
Supporting us is easy. Just head to unlockinggreekpotential.com to buy the Season 1 transcript, or you can make a donation by buying us a coffee. The link is in the description box of this episode.
And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. We truly appreciate your support.
Now, let's get into the episode. Γεια σας!
Γεια σας!
Και καλώς ήρθατε στο επεισόδιο 12! Γεια σου, Έλις!
Γεια σου, Γιούλη! We are going to talk about the weather today.
Exactly. We're going to talk about the weather and all the words related to the weather, because I feel like the weather is a very important topic, especially in the UK. Everybody's talking about the weather. It's like the main, you know, like if you have nothing to talk about, you're going to talk about the weather.
It's the small talk topic for everyone, basically.
Yeah.
So let's see exactly. How we're going to say all this in Greek. Let's start.
Yeah, let's get started. So let's start with the word for weather. The word for weather is ο καιρός.
Ο καιρός.
Mm-hmm. And when we want to say what is the weather like, we're going to say πώς είναι ο καιρός.
Πώς είναι ο καιρός. We've mm-hmm. actually had the word καιρός already, but then in the phrase poso quiero, when you're asking how long someone has been doing something, you know what Greeks always ask you, poso quiero mathenis elinika, like how long have you been learning Greek? So this word is it's kind of a time word, but you also relate it to weather, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in this phrase poso quiero, it means how long, but the word queros can also mean weather. So it's two in one. you can use it, like you can use the same word for both.
Exactly. So, πώς είναι ο καιρός? What's the weather like?
Mm-hmm. Πώς είναι ο καιρός? Now, if you want to say, what's the weather like today? We say, τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα?
Τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα? Τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα?
So it's a little bit weird. It's like, what weather does today? But this is what, it's the most common phrase. Like, this is the phrase that most Greeks are using. Τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα? What's the weather like today?
Yeah, so in Greek, the weather does.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot say it is, but in Greek you have to say it does.
Τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα? And if you want to talk about tomorrow, you have to switch the verb from the present to the future and then add the word αύριο, which means tomorrow. So how can we say what's the weather like tomorrow?
Τι καιρό θα κάνει αύριο?
Mm-hmm.
Τι καιρό θα κάνει αύριο?
Right. Τι καιρό θα κάνει αύριο? We've learned that the verb κάνω, it doesn't change in the future, so we just add θα, which means will. So, τι καιρό θα κάνει αύριο? Okay?
Is there a reason you drop the S? Because we've learned the word ο καιρός. But then when you ask what weather it is today, τι καιρό κάνει σήμερα?
Mm-hmm. What weather it does. But this, Elise, is very difficult because it's an impersonal verb in this case. And all, like, when we're talking about the weather, in every in every language, it's impersonal, the verbs. Mm. Even in English, you say it rains. It's impersonal. You can say I rain.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and it's the same thing. And it's okay. The same thing.
Okay. Mm. So this is just a phrase we need to memorize. Ti quiero, kani simera. Ti quiero, sa kani avrio. You drop the S in this case.
The word for cold is to krio.
To krio. Mm-hmm. For example, if you want to say it's cold outside.
Exactly. It's in the same family with a word that we've learned already. And this is the verb kriono.
Yeah, kriono means I'm cold, remember?
Exactly. We've learned it in the very first episode of this second season, right, Alice?
Exactly, yeah. So krio is cold, but I am cold, kriono.
Exactly. And as we mentioned before, when it comes to the weather and you want to say it's cold outside, we use the verb kano. So kani, it is kani, krio, it's cold, kani krio.
Kani krio. This is definitely the mistake I made in Greece, because I once said ine krio, like literally translated from English, it is cold. But you cannot say that, and someone corrected me and said kani krio.
Yeah.
And then I learned.
Exactly. This is the best way to learn, actually.
Exactly, yeah.
Just by, you know, like practicing
and making mistakes.
Making mistakes, of course.
Saying the stupid things.
Kani krio. The word for heat is I zesti. And it's a noun. Following the same logic, Alice, how can we say it's hot outside or it's warm outside?
Kani zesti.
Exactly. Kani zesti. And we've learned already the word zestenome, which means I feel hot.
Yeah, exactly. So outside, kani zesti, but I am hot, zestenome. Mm-hmm. So keep the verb to be as far away as possible in these cases. You don't say, I am hot, I am cold, it is hot, it is cold in Greek. Like, none of this exists. So
No.
Don't use the verb to be.
Kano.
Kano, exactly.
Lipon. So if it's sunny outside, we use the word ilios. Ilios. Used to be the god of the sun. Maybe you've heard that before.
Yeah, I used to work in a hospital that's called Helios.
Oh.
And back then I didn't even realize that it was a Greek word and it meant sun. But when I started learning Greek, I made that link and I'm like, oh my god, I worked in this hospital and I had no idea what the name actually meant.
Oh, πολύ ωραίο όνομα. Such a nice name. Λοιπόν, ήλιος. Ο ήλιος. And if you want to say it's sunny, kani ilio.
Yeah, of course. Kani ilio.
Mm-hmm. Kani ilio.
So we've had so far, it's cold, kani krio. It's hot, kani zesti. It's sunny, kani ilio.
Mm-hmm. And if it's windy, we have two ways of saying that. We can say in a phrase using the word aeras or aeras is the wind. So if you want to say it's windy, you can say echi aera.
Echi aera.
Some people say kani aera also. Sometimes. But it's better if you say echi aera.
So it has wind.
Yes, it has wind.
No comments aera. About this.
Or you can say it in one word. And this word is fisai.
Fisai.
So fisao, it means to blow. Like the wind. For example, fisao ton kafe mou. You do that when you want your coffee to get colder and then be able to drink it, actually, if it's extremely hot.
You blow it.
Yeah, exactly. So fisai, it's blowing, or it's, you know, like, it's windy.
Yeah. Okay, so you can either say ehiera or fisai.
Mm-hmm. Fisai.
But the word aera looks like air.
Yeah. Aera. And it's in many, inside like many words, maybe even Spanish words, like for example,
yeah.
Airport.
Airplane.
No. So now we are slowly getting into from the good weather to the bad weather. So canisesti, caniglio, fisai, and then it's raining. Vrechi.
Vrechi? You don't use that a lot in Greece, though. You use it in my country a lot more.
Vrechi. Yeah, exactly. Vrechi. You know, in Athens, no, that's true. The Athens, in general, it's a very sunny city. This is what my sister said. My sister said, oh, you know, in Patras, where we are from, it's raining way more often than in Athens. So in Athens, it never rains, apart from the time that you were there, Elise, I think.
Apart from the time we were there.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
When we were together, it was raining.
This is so fun. We're going to get there because we have a funny dialogue. Because yeah. There's a cultural difference when it comes to rain between Greeks and Northern Europeans. Which you're going to find out about soon, because this literally happened between me and Yuli. It was so funny.
So, vrechi, it's raining. And it's snowing. Χιονίζει.
Χιονίζει. This might be a tricky word, depending on your language.
Yeah, exactly.
Χιονίζει. So maybe we should say it slowly.
Yeah, let's say it slowly. Χιο. Ni zi. Χιονίζει.
Χιο ni zi. Χιονίζει.
Mm-hmm. Great. Χιονίζει.
Let's repeat everything that we've had. So when it's cold, κάνει κρύο. When it's hot, κάνει ζέστη. When it's sunny, κάνει ήλιο. When it's windy, you can either say έχει αέρα. Or fisai. When it rains, you say vrechi. And when it snows, you say χιονίζει.
Great. So, how can we say it's good weather?
Έχει καλό καιρό.
Mm-hmm. Έχει καλό καιρό.
Can you also say κάνει καλό καιρό?
Ναι, κάνει καλό καιρό. We also say that. Κάνει καλό καιρό σήμερα.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so either έχει καλό καιρό or κάνει καλό καιρό.
Mm-hmm. Never είναι καλό καιρό.
Exactly.
We never say that. Είναι. Okay.
We're going to move on to the story. Like I mentioned before, there are quite some cultural differences when it comes to weather. How Greeks perceive weather is different than how we do in the Netherlands, and I think in many other countries, so you guys might relate to this story. And I will explain you in Greek what the story is about, because I think you can understand that by now. Εγώ είμαι η Σοφία και η Ιούλη είναι η Αναστασία. Η Σοφία είναι από την Γερμανία, so from Germany. Και είναι με την Αναστασία στην Ελλάδα. Η Αναστασία είναι Ελληνίδα και μένει στην Αθήνα. Και συνήθως κάνει ήλιο στην Αθήνα. Ιούλη, είσαι έτοιμη?
Είμαι έτοιμη, πάμε!
Τι θέλεις να κάνουμε σήμερα, Αναστασία?
Δεν ξέρω. Ο καιρός δεν είναι καλός.
Δεν πειράζει. Μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ.
Βρέχει.
Το ξέρω, αλλά θα είμαστε μέσα.
Προτιμώ να μείνω σπίτι σήμερα. Μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ μαζί αύριο.
Εντάξει, ίσως πάω μόνη μου σήμερα.
Πού θα πας?
Δεν ξέρω. Θα περπατήσω στο κέντρο, θα πάω για ψώνια, θα πιω ένα καφέ. Δεν είμαι από ζάχαρη.
So, I think that you know most of the words. Maybe the only verb that you don't know is προτιμώ. Προτιμώ means I prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I prefer to stay home today. Προτιμώ να μείνω σπίτι σήμερα. And the phrase μόνη μου. Μόνη μου is by myself.
Exactly. And this changes to the gender of the person. So because I'm a woman, I say
yes.
Ίσως πάω μόνη μου σήμερα. But if you're a guy, you say μόνος μου. So it ends with os.
Exactly.
And I ended this whole conversation with δεν είμαι από ζάχαρη. So we've had the word ζάχαρη. It means sugar. I'm not made of sugar. And this is an expression that we use in Dutch, but you use it also in Greek. It literally, Greeks say this as well. I'm not made of sugar. And we say this because we just go outside in the world even when it rains. But Greeks prefer to stay at home.
Yeah. And after, I don't know before, but after being in the UK for so long, I don't mind the rain at all. But my friends, for example, my friends, they are like, oh, you know, today is raining, maybe let's stay home. And I don't mind. But I remember that day that we were in Athens, it wasn't raining. It wasn't just raining. It was like a lot. It was like the first time I was experiencing something like that. But, it was like, I don't know,
streets
crazy.
Streets are not made for it. Water can't go anywhere. So within no time, the streets change into like a complete river because there are no drains, there are no pipelines, there's nothing. It just floods. Like the entire city just floods.
we are not, we never ready for that.
It rained quite a lot because we even wanted to go for coffee with your mom. I remember that because then your mom canceled. Like we wanted to leave the house and then your mom's like, it rains, we should go tomorrow. Really?
Yeah.
Such a culture shock to me. Like my mom would never say that.
No. You know, in Greece, If it rains, we never go out. We prefer to stay home because it's just one day and then it's going to be sunny again and we go tomorrow.
Exactly. Okay, so sorry for the side story. Let's go back to the dialogue. Let's do it one more time, but then a bit faster, like normal pace.
Yeah.
Τι θέλεις να κάνουμε σήμερα, Αναστασία?
Δεν ξέρω. Ο καιρός δεν είναι καλός.
Δεν πειράζει. Μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ.
Βρέχει.
Το ξέρω, αλλά θα είμαστε μέσα.
Προτιμώ να μείνω σπίτι σήμερα. Μπορούμε να πάμε για καφέ μαζί αύριο.
Εντάξει. Ίσως πάω μόνη μου σήμερα.
Πού θα πας?
Δεν ξέρω. Θα περπατήσω στο κέντρο, θα πάω για ψώνια, θα πιω ένα καφέ. Δεν είμαι από ζάχαρη.
That's all. That was the dialogue. I hope you liked it and you understand most of it.
Yeah.
You understood most of it. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Τα λέμε την επόμενη εβδομάδα. Γεια σας.
Τα λέμε. Bye.